The Bush administration is waging economic war against terrorism as well. President Bush has issued an order to freeze the assets of some 27 groups with suspected ties to terrorism. Among them are three charities which claim to be humanitarian organizations, but the White House says they actually funnel money and resources to terrorists. Chicago Public Radio's Shirley Jihad has this report.
The Al-Rashid Trust is one of the charitable groups President Bush says is funding terrorist activity. The organization is based in Karachi, Pakistan. Members of the group say they supply bread to tens of thousands of needy people in Afghanistan. Muhammad Abdullah is a spokesperson for the Al-Rashid Trust. He insists the group is not involved in financing terrorism.
We have bakeries in Kabul, and we have 70 bakeries, and we give bread every day in Kabul and the whole Afghanistan. And we also work in Pakistan and Afghanistan, in both countries. And our work is charitable work, not any other thing.
The group's website urges Muslims to fulfill their religious obligation by giving to those less fortunate, and it provides information on how to make a donation. It also has a more militant message, saying Jews and anti-Islamic powers are challenging the world's Muslims. U.S. officials say the Al-Rashid Trust has strong ties to the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. Now the Habib Bank in Pakistan has followed the call from the United States and frozen Al-Rashid's accounts. Abdullah says the group has about $25,000 in that bank. The other two charitable organizations on the president's terrorism list include Al-Wafa Humanitarian Organization. It's based in Saudi Arabia and distributes food and runs a health clinic in Afghanistan. And the Maktab Al-Kidamat. Professor Tom Gutierrez, director of the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska, says Al-Kidamat is a forerunner to Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network.
Maktab al-Khidamat is an organization that was established originally by Abdullah Azam, who is credited with being a mentor of Osama bin Laden and his teacher. When Abdullah Azam was assassinated, this Maktab al-Khidamat was kind of brought into and evolved into the Al-Qaeda movement.
Muslims in the United States say they're unfamiliar with the charities on the president's terrorism list.
To tell you the truth, I haven't heard of these organizations, you know, and I haven't heard of what are their efforts and whatever they're involved in.
Farkanda Ali is a spokesperson for the American Muslim Council.
I know that our organization hasn't had anything to do with them, you know, as far as even contributing anything or, you know, accepting contributions.
Experts say the charities on the president's terrorism list may not have much money at all in the United States. But they say calling on the financial industry to freeze accounts is a first step.
We're putting the world on notice that this is bad money, that it's money that you don't want to touch.
Jack Blum is an international banking expert who consults with the United Nations and with U.S. government agencies. Still, Blum and others also say it's tough to stop terrorism through the banking system. That's because there are other ways of moving funds outside of mainstream banking, and because it takes very little money to pull off some very big terrorist attacks. Blum says another problem with going after charities that fund terrorists is making sure you're going after the right group. He says many extremist groups also provide needed social services.
And it's probably only a very small percentage of the money that flows to these groups that actually goes for activity you could legitimately describe as terrorist. So the question then becomes, what's legitimate charity, what isn't legitimate charity, and how do you separate the two?
This isn't the first time charitable groups have come under scrutiny as fronts for terrorist activity. In recent years, several Islamic charities, like the Holy Land Foundation in Dallas, have been investigated over whether they helped to fund the militant wing of Hamas. But no such links have been proven. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Chicago.